Ali da si sira danita sisi denayanach inach tavonath nen tochina clan. My name is Danita Sloss and I've known Alan since 1989 when I was a student at KPC. He was actually the first instructor who came up to me and introduced himself and helped me to get familiar with the college. And I thought that's so profound to me because it helped me to you know, get my degree and take a lot of anthropology classes. And it's a great loss to all humankind, you know, that he's no longer here. But we can take what we learn from him and continue on his legacy. And that's the jewel of the whole thing. He's taught so many and worked with so many exceptional people. And, you know, that what we have is from him is something we can continue with our language and culture. Thank you for listening to me.
Sandra Shaganoff Stewart, I really wanted to share a story about Alan. I work here at the college and I've known Alan for a long time. I worked with Alan when he had his first Denaina class with Peter Kalifornsky. I was a student there and was encouraged to learn about the Denaina language, but also encouraged to learn about my own language, which is Otna. He always encouraged us to learn our own language and learn about our own identity and help us in our classes here at college, but also us as Native people here at KPC. It was very much a strong component here at the college that he help us to have a voice here in the university system. And he was very encouraging and also a bridge for many of us here on the Kenai Peninsula. And he will be very much missed here.
Hi, Catherine Wolk Shaiji. My name is Catherine Wolk. Dr. Alan Boris said that we raise to the sacred that which is most important in our lives. For the last few days since he's died, I've been thinking about what's sacred to me. Dr. Boris taught me so much in the past 5 years that he's been my mentor and teacher in my anthropological career. It's been a huge privilege to be his student and work in the lab because I feel like I was afforded the opportunity to learn from one of the greatest, someone who's lived his work. His compassion for others and dedication to his work is something I hope to emulate for the rest of my life and to continue his legacy to make our community a better place. I went to Skyview High School and skied on Salteshi ski trails from 7th grade to a senior in high school. And even before I met him, he was affecting my life. He was influencing the very way that I lived and taught me the importance of enjoying the outdoors and really respecting nature. And I would see this guy just skiing around on the trails in this big red jumpsuit and wondered, who is this guy? And it turned out to be Dr. Boris. And there he was, you know, just being there in our lives.